And my mum and dad, right from before I can remember, before I can remember being in my pram even, I knew that I wasn't theirs. They knew that when I was 4 or 5, I was going to be taken away. And they, right from the very beginning, prepared me for that. And I just grew up knowing that I wasn't theirs. And at some point, I was going to have to go back to the home. And I accepted this as being words, because kids of that age don't know what being yours and not being yours. I mean, medically or whatever, I didn't know about children and whose was whose. So I didn't really understand that bit, except that I wasn't theirs. And I did think, well, if I ain't theirs, I wonder whose I am. And the other thing that confused me was, I'd got to go back to the home. Everybody else I knew lived in their home. So where quite did I live? Because I'd got to go back to mine at some point. And I did, when I was small, I was totally insecure. To the point where if I had a new pencil or a comic, I would take them with me to school or down the town, wherever I went, because I didn't know if I was coming back to collect them. When I had to go to the home, I didn't want to go without my pencil or without finishing my comic. And I realised now I was totally insecure, not knowing when I went out whether I was coming back. Suddenly, I don't know how much notice they got, but they knew that they were going to be allowed to adopt me. And then they started to say, oh, we're going to adopt you, or whatever words they used. And we'd got to go to court, because it's all done officially in a court. And off we went one day, and my birth mother was there. I was very chary, because I knew this all had to do with not being theirs and going back to the home and stuff. And I don't think I physically let go of my mum the whole time these proceedings took place, just in case I was ready to hang on.